The man once asked the question, how can I be saved? The answer was to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. This dialogue comes from Acts 16, and it is the story of how Paul and Silas were a witness to the Philippian jailer. Today, God is going to tell all of us how we can and should be like Paul and Silas. We need to realize that we as Christians are the tools that God put on this earth to share his gospel with the unsaved. We have a huge responsibility that we cannot accomplish in our own strength, and that is sharing the word of God with the unsaved. We need to first realize that people need the gospel. But how do we know this? In Romans 3:23, it says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So people need the gospel because they have sinned. But what is sin and why is that significant? I like to think of sin as anything that you can say, do, or think that is against God. But to get to the significance of sin, I think we have to go back to the beginning. When God created the world and everything in it, he told Adam and Eve not to eat from one tree. But we know that they did, and they were punished for their sin. We will also be punished for our sin. There are only two ways to get into heaven. One way is through trusting Jesus Christ to save you from your sin and to save you from eternity in hell. The second way is much, much more difficult to accomplish. God said that to enter into heaven, you have to be perfect. And we know that there isn't one perfect person in the world. So people need the gospel because they are not perfect. But if they need the gospel, why do they need it? In Romans 6:23, it says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Unbelievers need the gospel because the wages of sin is death. But would you really want somebody to spend an eternity in hell? Of course not. So why would you not share with them the gift of God? People need the gospel because they are simply lost without it. My second point is that we have a choice to make. One choice we can make is just to worry about ourselves and want to act like the world just to blend in so that they won't know we're Christians. Sadly, this is the viewpoint that some Christians have made. I believe that it is time for Christians to make a real difference in this world. When I look around at other major religions in the world, such as Islam or Buddhism, I notice that they're not ashamed of their religion. They are so dedicated to their false religion that they will go to extreme measures to show how committed they are to their false god. But are we really ashamed of the gospel of Christ, as Romans 1:16 tells us not to be? We need to not hide ourselves from the world, but instead we need to show the world what true and genuine Christianity is. Paul and Silas also had a choice to make. They could have said that, I don't want to be in prison, and we need to go and share the gospel with other people. But they made the choice that I believe every Christian should make. The other choice that you make is to go and share the good news with the unbelievers. In Romans 10:14-15, it says, how can they believe in whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? According to this verse, we need to go and preach to them so that they will hear and then believe. In the last part of verse 15, it says, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. So the end result, if you obey God, you will be blessed. So what are you going to do? Are you going to be like Paul and Silas? They cared so much about the jailer that they risked their freedom to witness to him. The unsaved aren't going to hear or believe if you don't tell them. It all starts with you. What are you going to do? My third point is to go and share the gospel. A couple of ways to share in obedience to God. Number one, EE. If you don't know what Evangelism Explosion is, it's something like a Jehovah's Witness for Christians. I believe that Evangelism Explosion is a great ministry opportunity. I've been through this program, and I've noticed that it takes you out of your comfort zone and puts you in a position to lead someone to faith in Christ. This is only one of the many ways that you can share the gospel with other people. EE has given me the confidence in Christ to know what to say to unsaved people, even at an NGO club. I highly recommend going through EE, and if you do, then it'll give you the confidence in Christ that it gave me. Another way to share the gospel is one that some Christians may not even think about. It's showing people that you are indeed a true believer in Jesus Christ. Just as Paul and Silas were testimony to the Philippian jailer, they had a choice to make. Their actions by not escaping, but staying to share the gospel with a man who was searching for truth, showed that they were saved. If you are no different from them, they will think that you are a hypocrite, and your testimony will be ruined. We need to make the right choice so that they will notice something different about us. You have a choice to make. Are you going to be as dedicated to the true religion as people of false religions? Or are you going to hate someone so much that you will not share with them? But more importantly, are you going to hate God so much that you will not trust and obey?